Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm the college dropout, Matt, and to my left is my beautiful, educated, talented, stylish father of three, Tiger Taylor. We hope you are growing every day, everyone. Here at Matt and Tiger BLS, we want to say thank you so much for listening and taking time out of your day to listen to our horrific show. So please take just 5 minutes to rate us, review us, and listen to us on iTunes. We would love some feedback. So today we are reviewing the funny man, the artist, the actor, the comedian, Jim Carrey, Top 10 Rules.
The man
so
with the rubber
what are you
face.
Up to?
Yeah. I am heading down south for the weekend. Going to be gone until Sunday morning, but, you know, no big deal. It's just a day and a half travel. It would be really
Not bad. Anytime away from the family is good time. So let's just jump
right
in. So his number one top 10 rule is visualize your success. We talk about that on the show religiously. You got to see it, think it's going to happen, know it's going to happen, but first you have to believe it. You have to have the belief in yourself. And that's one thing that we teach you, is to believe you can.
Absolutely. Visualization is meditation. You close your eyes and picture yourself doing it. Picture it as an everyday routine in your life, everyday part of you. Visualize it being a part of you. What's number two?
Number two is see the change as beneficial. See the change as beneficial. I see challenges as growing opportunities, growing pains. That's the way I see them. And I think that's the way you should see everything that challenges you. It's to strengthen you. It's to strengthen your relationships, your personal, your finances. It's to make you a stronger person as the challenges. The challenges are very beneficial.
I think he's very deep on this one. I think he realizes that humans, we become creatures of habit. We become, you know, sedentary. We don't move. We don't like change. Change disrupts us. You know, we don't know how to roll with the punches. I think number two is a great reminder that change is not a bad thing. Change is probably what most of us need to do, but we fear the most. What's number three?
Right. Well, with change is going to happen, whether you like it or not. The seasons change. Everything is going to change.
People change. So, friendships change. Life changes.
Exactly.
Right. Everything changes.
That's right. So you better
see
as beneficial
or
you're going to get ran over.
Absolutely.
So number three is believe in yourself. Follow your passion. Believe in yourself. That's the one thing that we always tell you. That's the first thing we tell you is to believe in yourself. Believe in your craft. Believe that you're here for a reason because you are. Each one of us are individually created. Each one of us have talents that are tailored to us.
I agree. We say BLS, believe, learn, succeed. We say believe all the time. All the greats believed in themselves. Muhammad Ali, Conor McGregor, you know. Mike Tyson has a story where he's walking to the cage. He says at first he's afraid. And the closer he gets to the cage, and by the time he gets, he loses the fear. By the time he gets in the cage, he believes he is a god. It's all
right,
about your belief.
He's conditioned himself to believe that he is the greatest. So he becomes the greatest. What we talked about Napoleon Hill and a lot of other greats, whatever you think, you become.
Absolutely.
So
you become your thoughts.
Exactly. So if you think you're great, you're going to become great. You have to speak that to yourself 72 times to get that.
Before you start
thing,
to believe it. Muhammad Ali said when he first started telling everybody, I'm the greatest, he didn't believe it. But he told everybody he was the greatest until he believed it.
So number four, we got be a creator. The way I see this one is be yourself. You have a special gift that was given to you. Be a creator. You have the opportunity to write your story. Here at Matt and Tiger BLS, we are a GPS for your life. You might get off track, but we're here to help you get on the right track and be at the destiny that you're meant to be at. Be a creator. Write. You are the writer. You are the captain of your own ship. Be a creator.
My captain, oh captain. Absolutely, man. Step out. Whatever your craft is, get it known. Share it with people. Create interest. Create knowledge. Create a podcast. Create a blog. Create whatever you specialize in or whatever you're passionate about, and people will listen. They will follow. You will find like-minded people as yourself and create with them. Start something. Find hobbies. Create crafts. Get better at them. Little things you do in life will add up.
That's right. The most important thing we want you to create is growth, and seek it daily. With growth becomes relationships, it becomes faith, it becomes finances, it becomes a new thought on life. We want you to grow. So number five is, he talks about being yourself a lot. So number five is risk being yourself. Yeah, just be yourself. Just be you. You are different. The talents that were given to you, the ideas that were given to you are so much more different than the talents that were given to someone else. My talents are much less greater than Tiger's talents. He's great in all aspects of life. I'm just in his world trying to live in it. There's some things that I do that he struggles, and there's some things that he does that I can't even compare to. We all have those.
One of the things,
small.
That be yourself. You have to realize that you're good enough. Far too often, we classify ourselves as not good enough. If we don't do well on an exam, it's because we're not good enough. If we don't get the job that we interviewed for, it's because we're not good enough. We've conditioned our thinking through childhood as into our adult age that we are not good enough. You need to realize the best version of yourself is when you're being yourself and you are good enough.
Mm-hmm. Right, unless you have people saying that you're a horrible person, then it's going to take 17 times to say you are to counteract that.
But
one,
you know what? If you do have people telling you you're horrible, then you need to hear it 72 times because you're not horrible. You need to realize that you can change it by just the mindset. You will change your life with the mindset, but sometimes you're just a terrible friend.
Right. And if they do tell you they're terrible, then might as well just kick them to the curb. You don't need those kind of people. You're going to have those kind of people no matter what. You're going to have your family. You're going to have your friends.
Yeah, I learned yesterday that Lewis House's advice isn't always right. You can't always just out with the bad. Sometimes people are family, and you can't just turn your back on family. You just accept them, and you love them through it. And I think I learned yesterday.
What about Ty Lopez? What does Ty Lopez say? He said, if you're not growing in your relationship, you should get out. What is your thought?
I think I disagree. Sometimes I think that people aren't perfect, and you're never going to be who I want you to be. And I have to love you for it anyways. I enjoy the person in my life. I enjoy the experiences they give me. 90% of the time, I find myself in love with the idea of spending my time with that person. I enjoy them more than I almost enjoy anyone else's company.
Mm-hmm.
But there's 10% of the time that they let me down because of this expectation I build in my mind about them, that I created, that they can't live up to it. It's unfair for me to expect someone to live up to an idea that I have built for them. I don't love this person in my life because of who I've built. I need to remember sometimes I love this person in my life because I enjoy them, and I enjoy them just the way they are.
Okay. Hey, that's good. That's good advice.
It is good advice. I need to stop worrying about my expectations. It's my expectations. If I have a shitty friend, and I think one of my friends is shitty, or I don't like what they're doing, it's generally my bias. It's generally me saying, hey, that's shitty. It's my ego. I don't like that you're doing this. I don't like that you did this. I don't like this. It's a lot of I enjoy this friend in my life. And at the end of the day, I know how that friend is. I need to stop putting their friendship up on a pedestal and accept them for them, love them for who they are, and enjoy the time I do good. I don't need a perfect friend. I don't need to fix a friend. That's not what I'm here for.
Right.
I love the person the way they are.
Iron sharpens iron, my friend.
That's what I see, Ty Lopez. Do what?
Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, so that, to me, I disagree completely with Ty Lopez. I disagree completely with Lewis House. Look, the friend isn't trying to get me to do drugs. The friend isn't trying to get me to, quit my job or leave my family. My friend isn't trying to make me do anything ridiculous. My friend just doesn't live up to an expectation that I have built in my mind about that person at times. That is
mm-hmm.
my fault, not my friend's fault.
Right. Right on. Good advice. Now, number five, I think I'm on number five. It says, don't let fear hold you back. What are your fears?
I have no fears.
You have no fear? Not even of elevators or escalators?
Not escalators. Definitely elevators. I would say I'm claustrophobic. I don't like the elevator, I don't ever feel like it's going to fall. I don't like it when it closes. I feel like it's never going to reopen. I feel like it's going to get stuck between floors and never open. But, even in the depth of that, what's on the other side of fear? February 15th, we went in a huge pass. We went into an hour long about fear and how to overcome it. I'm not paralyzed by fear. I don't freeze with fear. I become friends with fear. I need to confront my fear. On the other side of fear is nothing. Jamie Foxx said that in a great podcast with Tim Ferriss. What is on the other side of fear? Nothing. So don't fear fear itself. I like that one.
Good. Now my thought on fears, there's fears that I have. But the way I see fear is, if you let fear hold you back from something, doing something that you love or you were meant to be or do, then that, what you're meant to do or be, because you are paralyzed by the fear, will be taken away from you. Because you don't have the gall, you don't have the testicular fortitude to take that, to become what you're supposed to be. So that will be taken away from you.
Use it or lose it.
Pretty much, yeah. Use it or lose it. Reminds me of the parable of the talents about in the Bible. The three men were given talents. One was given five talents. The other one was three, and the other one was one. The five and three did stuff with their talents, but the one with the one talent just buried it. And whenever the owner came back, he's like, "This is what I have for you." He's like, "No, I didn't give you this just to bury it. I gave you it to make more." And so he took his talent and gave it away to the guy that had five talents, or 10 talents, I think. So on the other side of fear is nothing besides your success. The thing that we fear the most is usually what we're supposed to do. See, mine is flying. I hate flying. I leave on a plane in a few hours.
I'm supposed to work at the Empire State Building and be a bellboy in the elevator.
Yeah.
Before are you going to? Maybe I should do that for a day.
You could touch a lot of lives.
I touch a lot of lives on the show with you, holding hands, staring deeply into the eyes of others, side by side with you, brother.
So number six is have a good intention. Have good intentions. That's pretty simple. Have good intentions. Be good, and good things will happen to you.
I think that's the number one thing people forget. People live their lives and they become selfish, they lie, they manipulate, and they don't live up to who they could be
mm-hmm.
by falling short here. I think this is something that all of us could really listen to, really evaluate, and really sit down. At least at some point in our life, there's somewhere in our life that Jim Carrey is so right here. It's unbelievable. I really like his list so far.
Yeah, of good intentions. Take a chance. Just take a chance. You never know what's going to happen. If you're afraid, remember what we said. False evidence appearing real. There's nothing on the other side of fear, my friends. Just take the chance. Usually whenever you take that chance, on the other side of that is your success. It's a learning tool. It's something that betters you.
Dead air. What's next?
Do you have anything to elaborate on Take a Chance?
No, Take a Chance. Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Take a chance on
life. And, of course, number 10 is to believe. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Carrey just says believe in yourself. And that's all he talked about is belief.
Hi-oh.
And that's the one thing that we talk about here at BLS. You have to believe in yourself. Believe you can't do it. Believe. There's one thing that I do every night, and I'll send a picture out on Instagram when we're done with this. Is that I believe I will become a billionaire. I believe.
Not yourself?
I believe I will be a billionaire.
No,
I sit and write that.
Get out, man. You left me hanging on that one.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
You said there's something I do every night, and I said, cut yourself?
No. No.
Sorry, inside joke, personal joke.
So,
cut
believe
yourself,
Barbie.
Not
believe that you have...
We're making fun of a friend called it Matt once did.
Believe...
Carry on, my friend.
...in your skill. Believe in yourself. Guys, girls, children, horses, animals, anything that's listening. You were put here for a reason, my friends. Be positive. Make positive changes in your life. Make those habits, those daily habits that are hard to do right now, will be so easy in the future. So easy.
Things that I'm bad at right now, that habit, and I say bad at right now, I've always been told I need to wake up and write a list of 5 things that I want to accomplish throughout the day. And then throughout the day, mark them off as I accomplish them. Just 5 things. And then whatever I can get done after those 5 things is a bonus. But at least these 5 critical things in order of severity, you know? So not one being the number one thing that has to get done no matter what. And get the list done. I don't write things down yet. I just keep them in my mind, and I say, I got them organized up here, and from time to time, I let things slip. I need to practice meditation. I need to write. I need to journal. I need to gather my thoughts. I don't always practice that, but I believe that I can, and I shall succeed. I have to believe that I can change. Then I learn how to change. And I apply what I learned with my belief, and I will succeed. And that's the 3 pillars of BLS.
Beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 7 billion or more people in the world, or 7.4 billion people in the world. You are made to stand out. You are nothing like anyone that is come before or will come after. You are different. Now go out there and make a difference.
Can everybody go out and make a difference? Are we all destined for greatness?
I believe so. We have to tap into it.
You asked me that.
We have to know ourselves. I did. I asked Tiger the other day. I was like, do you believe that all of us are made for greatness, or do you believe some of us were meant to be average?
I think people choose to be average, but I think there's greatness in all of us. I don't think everyone's meant to be a billionaire. I don't think everyone's meant to start the new, latest and greatest app. But I do believe we all have a greatness locked inside of us, whether it be artistic, or athletics, no matter what it is, we all have a form of greatness in us. And success is based off many things other than monetary possessions. So remember,
right,
you are great. You're an individual, and be yourself. But most importantly, I'm going to remind us again what BLS stands for, and my lovely host, Mr. Matty Moe, will close us out with a quote. But what I want from you guys the most is to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in the possibilities. Believe in your dreams. And learn. Whatever you're excited about, whatever makes you jump out of bed, video gaming design, do you like marketing, sales, do you like creating art, whatever it is, learn as much as you can about it. There are books, audiobooks, podcasts, YouTube videos. Find more information about the things that you love the most. Consume your time with them. Hone your craft. Take that new skill that you've learned and apply it with your belief. And you are bound to be successful. You will find success in your life in more than one way. Let's hear a good quote, Matthew.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we end the show, my thought today is too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears, my friends. Don't let fear hold you back. Have the courage. Have the strength. You were created by the Almighty. Do not fear anything. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest. And my lovely child, daddy of three, by three different mothers, Tiger Taylor. Have a good weekend, everyone.
I love you all.